Hello and welcome to Banter, a new panel game for Radio 4, where we try to establish what's hot and what's not. I'm Andrew Collins, and joining me to hammer out top threes in categories covering anything from fast cars to chocolate bars are Jenny Eclair.
Hello.
Richard Herring.
Hello.
Russell Howard.
Hello.
And Will Smith.
Hello.
Okay, before the show, each of our panellists was given a different category. They were asked to write down their top three for that category and to put their answers into a noisy envelope. Between the rest of us, we'll be trying to come up with top threes for each of these four categories one by one, with points scored for good suggestions, good objections, and for naming any of my personal favourites, which nobody knows yet, at which you will hear this. Remember, my decision is final and I take no prisoners. Because there isn't room, really. So let's boldly go where no frightfully amusing panel game has gone before, with our first top three. Our first category is your top three women of the 20th century. Now, in each round, whoever filled in the envelope for the category in question sits out the chat. In this case, it's Will Smith. Let us begin, though, with those who are allowed to speak. Richard Herring.
Okay, well, I'll go for a controversial choice of Eva Braun.
Talk us through it, Richard. Well,
a lot of girls complain that their boyfriends are bastards, you know. But, if you've seen the film Downfall, you'll know she put up with it, and very cheerfully as well.
Anyone got any objections, perhaps on, I don't know, moral or ideological grounds?
She didn't do anything wrong. She only had sex with Hitler. Yeah. That probably, if anything, it made him calm down a bit. It would have probably been a lot worse.
She never said, oh, come on, Adol, let's just go to the zoo today. Let's do something a bit different. It's always the same with you.
Who is going to be the first to mention anyone with the name Pankhurst? Jenny, are you...
No, I haven't got Pankhurst. Do you want one of mine?
Yeah.
Well, I've gone for Yoko Ono. Because, yes!
Worse!
No, you didn't do that with Eva Braun, did you? Oh, no! I say Yoko Ono because I think she did us all a favour. She put a stop to the Beatles before they got really rubbish. So we'll have her in the entourage, shouldn't we?
That's interesting. Have you got any favourite women that you'd like to throw into the mix, Russell?
Damn right. Rosa Parks.
Very important.
She refused to get off the bus because her shoes were quite tight. So if she'd have been wearing Hush Puppies, things might have been different. It's what I meant. It was a joke. Jesus. He's a bit full on. I like George Foreman's mum. Without her, we wouldn't have the grill. You know, that would have a massive effect on my life. And Jet off Gladiators.
Can I just point out that Russell leaned over and pressed my bell there? The radio audience.
I'm so old and confused, I thought you were talking about George Formby.
I think Lady Di surely has to be mentioned.
Yeah.
She was a candle in the wind, that's for sure.
That's true.
And
I'm going to give some belated points, by the way, to Russell for mentioning Rosa Parks.
Oh, thanks.
Just as a kind of Guardian reader thing, yeah. I think that probably just even mentioning her name. So well done for that.
And Super Nanny, I'm not done. What about her? She's up there. That programme does something incredible. You start off watching the most liberal person in the world, like, children are wonderful. After about 5 minutes, you're like that. Hit him.
Are we trying to guess what you've got in your envelope?
Well, if you happen to do that, I
have
will
press. Have you got Marilyn Monroe in there? Would she fit?
She was a candle in the wind. That's two. Let's go for the set.
Now, if you happen to get my favourite woman, then I will give you an instant 5 points.
Wincy Willis.
No, don't just...
Liz already loves her.
I would like to suggest, which I reckon this could be yours, Jermaine Greer.
One Guardian reader point for
Thank
Jermaine
you.
Greer.
She's
just
good.
Because she's
Can
a feminist.
But she's
that?
Good. I've always liked Jermaine Greer from when I was a child, though, because the female eunuch had that cover when I was about 5 years old. Had that cover of, like, just the kind of vest with the woman's breasts on it. No head, no legs, no arms. Just the good bits. She may have been a feminist, but she knew how to get us guys going, eh?
I've got this fantastic magazine at home. I shouldn't be telling you this, but I will. There's a 1960s magazine. You, as a rock journalist, will know. Do you remember Suck? And I got a copy at home. And there's Jermaine Greer. I'm going to do bad radio now, but I am quite flexible, as was Jermaine. And there's the centre fold of Jermaine, and she's got both legs wrapped around the back of her head. And I can't still looking intelligent.
You think I'm going to give you a point for that, don't you?
Oh, she should get 10.
No, you can have a point for that, Jenny. Nobody has got my choice.
Have you got Delia Smith?
Where? No, I haven't.
I think Delia Smith deserves a vote. She reintroduced cranberries to the women of Great Britain.
She did.
Thus almost eradicating the country of cystitis. A point?
Yes.
Ladies?
There are some rules which are fixed, and one is you get a point for saying cystitis. So.
The Queen Mother is yours.
You're getting closer.
Because...
The Queen.
She lived for the whole 100 years, so the Queen Mother as well, so she should be the woman of the 20th century. She kind of pretty much...
She was.
She was a candle in the wind. A great big fat candle that refused to go out. But, is your woman the Queen?
No.
Is it Princess Margaret?
Oh, I'm going to just tell you, it's my mum, you idiot. You've got to stop chatting now, because time is up on this topic. I must draw a line under it. I'm going to have to ask now for your top threes. You just tell us your top threes, and then we'll go to Will Smith. Jenny, what are your final top three?
Well, I've said them already. I'm not changing my mind. Eva Braun. Wincy Willis. And Yoko Ono.
Excellent. Russell?
I'm going to go for Rosa Parks, George Foreman's mum, and Super Nanny.
Excellent. Mr. Richard Herring?
I'm going to go for Lady Di, Yvonne Goolagong.
Just for the name.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Marilyn Monroe. I'll go for two candles and a Goolagong.
So you have all scored some points, but you can all score some bonus points if any of the answers that you said match the ones in Will Smith's envelope. So Will, please, noisily, open your envelope. Tell us your top three women of the 20th century, please.
Okay. Beatrix Potter. Lois Childs. Anyone?
She was in a James Bond film.
She also played Holly Goodhead in Moonraker. I love her. And Enya. Perfect bath time music.
I've got a fantastic picture of Beatrix Potter in a magazine.
No.
Well, unfortunately, that means there are no bonus points at the end of that round, as none of you matched any of the answers in Will's envelope. So that means at the end of round one, we have in fourth place Mr. Will Smith.
Oh, I didn't have to do anything.
If people had got yours, you would have scored points for each one they got.
Oh, so it's my fault they can't guess what's in my head.
Yes. Just ahead, we have Richard Herring. In front of him, Jenny Eclair. But winning at the moment, Russell Howard. Okay, now time for one of our quickfire rounds. This one is called Either Or, where we award points not for the answer, but for the reason behind the answer. Okay, Will, you're up first. Either Or. Simon or Garfunkel?
If it's songwriting, obviously Simon, but Garfunkel if it's a person who can do an impression of someone standing next to a Van de Graaff generator.
You can have three for that, I think. Let us then go to Jenny Eclair. Traffic warden or estate agent?
I would be an estate agent, because then you'd have the keys to people's houses. You could let yourself in and steal small objects, like a jar of chutney, just small things. Or a Franz Ferdinand CD, or some envelopes. Or you could use their house to bury people under the floorboards. So that is why I would rather be an estate agent.
Excellent. 4 points for that. Lots of good reasons there. Richard Herring, death or glory?
Yeah, hard choice, that one. If only they gave soldiers that option. So it's either death or glory. I think I'll go for just the glory. You could have made it harder by making it death by chocolate or Knickerbocker glory, and then
yes,
mixed together. But I think I'll have the glory. Glory.
You can have 2 points for being cleverer than us. Finally, Russell Howard, Joe 90. Or WD-40?
Joe 90 is a 9-year-old superhero, and WD-40 is very good with locks. So it depends on your context, really. If you come across villains, I imagine the 9-year-old's useful, but wench with a chastity belt, you go for the oil.
Maybe you could have Joe 90 with a can of WD-40 in his pocket.
Absolutely, yeah. Can I have that?
Yes, you can have that. 1 point, though, for subverting the entire meaning of this quiz. So we'll add those points up onto our scoreboard and move straight onto our second top three. Richard Herring, you're sitting this one out, so please sit back as we hammer out the top three TV detectives. So can you start us off, please, Mr. Will Smith?
Well, nothing to do with the fact that I grew up in Jersey. it's got to be Bergerac. It's really, yeah, exactly. It's ahead of its time in just the regionalisation of the detective genre. People go on about Morse. I know someone's going to say Morse is the best one, but the facts just don't bear that out at all. I mean, of the 87 episodes of Bergerac, 78 of those resulted in an arrest, of which I estimate approximately 64 would have resulted in a successful criminal prosecution. Based upon the evidence that Jim collected, and since Inspector Morse, as we all know, died in the 33rd and final episode of his series, he can never hope to even equal Jim's record.
I'm going to give you 3 points for mentioning Jersey, because I spent many happy years holidaying there with my family, which included my mum.
Yes.
Who I think is one of the greatest women of the 20th.
Who is remembered fondly.
He's right, anyway. The top, the head and shoulders above all of them is Shaft. Head and shoulders.
He's not a television detective.
Yes, he is. Who's the private dick who's a sex machine between the sheets? It's not Bergerac, is it?
Yeah. Jim had 4 relationships over 8 series.
Yeah, but it was just kissing and cuddling. Shaft really dealt with it.
Shaft is on film, it's not television, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
What? If you show the film on television, that's your argument.
Yeah, but I watch Shaft Goes to Africa on TV. You know, over.
Hey, well, I watched Bergerac on my big screen projector. Doesn't make it a film. Even though technically the Christmas specials are, because they're 90 minutes.
I can't have
Shaft. You can't have Shaft. Think again, Russell.
Cadfael the Detective Monk.
Yes!
To be honest, his crime-fighting powers are limited in that he's a monk, but he can't do sort of mafia stuff, but if some candles go missing, all over it.
What about those ones who've got 2 jobs? Do they count? Like Pie in the Sky, where he's a chef, but he dabbles in a bit of amateur detective work.
That absolutely counts, yeah.
You and me, we could be like a
what?
Crime double act, do you know what I mean?
Like Rosamund Time.
Yeah. I'll get us a van, you can drive, you up for that?
The way you said that, it didn't sound like we'd be doing much detective work.
You know,
I'll get us a van, you can drive, we'll get a lookout.
Jenny?
I've got 3. Kojak, do you remember him? The bald fellow with the lollipop. What a strange accessory that was. Because normally the lollipop is sort of for the lingerie model who's trying to do sort of like sexy schoolgirl vibe, but he was just a fat old bald bloke. And then Miss Marple and then Ironside. Really what I'm after is a combination of the 3. That would be my ultimate detective, a mixture, a bald, ancient, crippled female detective. That's what I want to see.
Miss Marple's not a detective, she just goes places and there happen to be murders where she goes. She doesn't get sent there, does she?
Yeah, but she solves the crimes, though.
She solves them by accident, by being in the right place at the right time.
By accident.
It is pure accident.
What, blindfold points at the murderer? No, she doesn't.
I like a detective that gets sent to places.
She collects deduces.
Yes, she does.
Diagnosis murder?
Yeah.
That's a cracker.
No, cracker.
Cracker's a cracker, yes. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
So is anybody going to make a case for the apparently unpopular Morse?
No.
Come on.
For fear of Will's wrath.
It wasn't set on an island.
Oxford's like an island, isn't it? You have to be rich to live there.
Plus they rejected me, so to hell with them.
Imagine him on a horse when he's shouting that. I've got a horse in my van, you want in?
What kind of crimes are we talking, though? What are we going to say?
Just mischief, general mischief.
General, you know, I like that.
If someone's nicked like pick a mix early doors, we'll sort that out.
Yeah.
You know? And then we'll move on to murders.
Okay.
But you ride the horse, I drive the van.
That's right? The quirk.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's
it's
our
called
angle.
The Lord and the Surf, something.
What, Will, what are you doing? You stopped any crimes? Hell no.
We've been slightly distracted by this because it's such a good idea. I'll have to split between you some points because I think you've come up with this together. For this pitch, I'll give you 2 each.
What about the series of the bald, ancient, crippled female detective?
Needs a name, Jenny.
It's not very Saturday night, is it?
B-A-C-F-D.
B-A-C-F-D Blue.
Yeah. Because she's got a real problem with varicose veins as well.
Yeah. Got it. Let's get your top 3s. Will, please, your first.
Jim Bergerac, obviously. Yep. Also, Barney Crozier, Jim's boss. Charlie Hungerford. He hasn't got a badge, but cut him open. It says cop.
Jenny, what are your top 3, please?
Well, I've swapped. I've changed my mind. I'm going for Dixon of Doc Green. I'll have Miss Marple still, and I will have Ironside.
Russell, your top 3, please.
Number 1, Cadfather Detective Monk. Secondly, A-Team. And number 3... Big Daddy Sherlock Holmes.
So let's see if you're going to get any additional points then. Richard Herring, what are your top three detectives?
My top three detectives are Sherlock Holmes.
Nice.
Steve Sloan from Diagnosis Murder. And three, Starsky, not Hutch.
You like Starsky better than Hutch?
Yeah.
Watch you with one eye closed.
I hate Hutch.
Right, Sherlock Holmes gives 1 point then to Russell Howard and 1 point to Richard Herring for matching up with him, which means that round two leaves us with, in last place, Richard Herring, third place, Will Smith, ahead of him, Russell Howard, and now moving into the lead is Jenny Eclair.
Yes!
Okay, time for another quickfire round. This time, it's Simply the Best, where we get the audience involved. So, yes, I'd like all four of you to write down your favourite day of the week, please, and do it now. As our audience arrived today, we asked them what their favourite day of the week was. Now, our guests will score points if their favourite is the same as the overall audience favourite. So, Will Smith, what is your favourite day of the week?
Tuesday.
Any particular reason?
Thank you. Because I've worked out that statistically, it's the day you're least likely to see Davina McCall on television.
Richard Herring, what is your day of the week?
Thursday. It's the only day of the week that does not feature in the title of a popular song.
Russell Howard.
Tuesday, because I play five-a-side on Tuesdays.
Fair enough. An honest answer.
Yeah, during the day. Answer.
Jenny Eclair.
I've dithered. Sunday should get a vote because it's the most improved day. Because that used to be very, very dull because all the shops were shut and you just had to go and sit on a wall. Monday. I like Mondays because everyone's allowed to be pissed off and that's my natural state, so Monday should win.
Monday, okay. And you get a point for showing you're working. So, shall I tell you, in reverse order, third was Saturday, second was Thursday, number one was Friday. So no points to anyone for getting the audience's favourite day of the week, I'm afraid, so let's move straight on to our next top three. Okay, it's your top three stage musicals this time. Russell Howard, you're sitting out, you know what to do. So what do you think then? Stage musicals, Jenny Eclair.
Oh, well, my favourite is Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Have you ever seen that? It's about a botched sex change operation. Somebody actually sat down one day and thought, I'm going to write a musical set in the shadow of the Berlin Wall about a botched sex change operation. Have some good tunes in that. Actually, no, I'll sing a line from each of mine. And you see if you can guess which ones they are.
Wow.
I dreamt that in the fields one day at corn collecting time. What's that?
Joseph.
Yes, Joseph. I might have to help you out. Oliver! Oliver!
You're getting 3 points for those renditions. They're
very
good.
To name that tune there, aren't you? I can't just sing. That's not enough, just to sing.
From now on, I think Jenny has set a precedent. You have to sing.
Well, you won't want me to sing anything from my first choice.
What is it?
Jerry Springer the Opera. I don't know. I don't think there's anything we can say from that. Don't really like it, it's just a load of swearing, but...
Have you got any musicals that you actually like?
I like Ra Ra Rasputin.
You wrote that?
I did write it. I was the first person to do it. I wrote the story of Rasputin around the music of Boney M. And then, 10 years later, Ben Elton comes along and goes, oh, that's a good idea. I'll choose Queen, who people like.
So, taking a point off, Richard, because that's shame yourself.
Andrew, could you take 2 points off? Because I saw Richard's rah-rah Rasputin.
More people tell me they've seen that show than actually came to see it.
So is your third choice a musical that you actually like and didn't write?
No. It's Dazzle, which I was in at school.
Dazzle?
Yeah. It was like a parody of Star Trek set to music. I was Sam Galactic, I was Captain Kirk. I like Oliver as well, that's good. Where is love?
Where is love?
That's good, that bit.
Okay, point for singing.
Thank you.
Will, do you want to sing or just speak?
No, I just don't really like musicals because of the fact that, you know, once someone starts singing, then you've got all those other idiots just kind of gurning along in the background trying to get really noticed. So I've just always resented them because of that.
So you don't like any musicals?
There's a little known musical called Bergerac Sings. I wrote and put on in my bedroom.
Sing us a little from it.
He's called Charlie. He has fingers in all the pies on the island.
You can have a point, Will, for singing anyway. Well done.
Thank you.
Has anyone seen a Ben Elton musical? I mean, actually paid money and
I would
to
like
see
to see We Will Rock You. I think it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
For the wrong reasons.
Did anyone see Ballamore when they did a live version?
Actually, Ballamore, Ballamore is my favourite because my friend Miles Jupp plays Archie the Inventor, and I found it very amusing to see him singing in front of 4,000 screaming toddlers wearing a big pink kilt. So,
what about some of the big ones, the long-running ones? Has anyone
Chicago
seen Cats?
Is terribly good.
I like Chicago. The Billy Flynn posters.
When David Hasselhoff was in it.
Oh, that was good.
Somebody, yeah, no, somebody graffitied above it, you're nothing without the car.
I've got a feeling that would really hurt him, wouldn't it? Like, that's a punch to the guts, isn't it?
Well, I'm afraid there's no more time to talk or sing this one out, so please give me your final top threes. I'll start with Richard Herring.
I like Jerry Springer the Opera.
Heretic.
Yeah, I am a heretic. Jesus Christ Superstar. And Ra Ra Rasputin by Richard Herring. Right, still available.
Jenny Eclair, your top three?
Chicago, Grease and Oliver.
Okay, Will Smith.
I'm going to go for We Will Rock You, Ballamore Live for my friend dancing in a big pig kilt, and Dazzle, because I just want to see any character called Sam Galactica.
Sam Galactic.
Sam. Oh, no, I'm not interested, sorry, forget it.
Right, you've made your choices. Let's see if there are any more points up for grabs. Russell Howard, please tell us, in fact, sing us, your top three stage musicals.
The Lion King. the Flitwick Lower Nativity Play. And Blood Brothers.
No points for anyone there, then. So talk us through the middle one. Was that your nativity play?
Yeah. What were you? I was a narrator.
Right.
And I forgot my lines, broke down and started crying, and my dad got me home and said, if you ever do that again, I'll kill you.
Yeah. For sharing that with the group,
yeah.
You can have 2 points. So as we head around the final bend, the scoreboard looks like this. In fourth place, Richard Herring. Third place, Will Smith. Second place, Russell Howard. And still in the lead, it's Jenny Eclair. Okey-doke, time for our final quickfire round called Who Would Win? A series of hypothetical bouts of anything from French cricket to Russian roulette. So, Will Smith, who would win in a sack race? David Blunkett or Peter Mandelson?
It's got to be Mandelson, isn't it? Because just he point Blunkett in the wrong direction just before the starting pistol went off, and we'd all had the tragic sight of a blind man ferociously bunny-hopping in the wrong direction.
3 points for that. Bit of politics. Okay, Jenny and Claire, who would win in a cat fight? Cat Deeley or Cat Slater?
Oh, that's the Cat Slater. It'd be like setting a Doberman on a flower fairy, wouldn't it? She'd win in a fight against Aslan.
2 for Jenny and Claire. Richard Herring, who would win at Pictionary? Gerald Scarfe or Rolf Harris?
Well, Andrew, it depends who was on their teams with them. Because it doesn't matter how good a painter you are, it's about how good you are at guessing. There's 2 people on a team in Pictionary, so I would need more information before I could answer that question.
Russell Howard, who would win at poker, Darren Day or Bill Wyman?
Probably, I imagine Day would let him win because he'd just be glad of the company.
Good, well, you can have a point for that. Right, we'll add those points to the scores and go straight into our final top three. Jenny Eclair, you're sitting this one out. The rest of you, though, we're after your top three farm animals. Russell Howard, please do start us off.
Pigs.
Why?
Well, ever since the Rebecca Lewes incident, you know. Plus, I really like bacon sandwiches, so they go. Guinea pigs, I quite like guinea pigs. Mainly for the noise.
They're not farmyard animals, though.
Yeah, they are. No, you can have them in a farm, you know what I mean? Yeah, if you had a guinea pig farm. But the reason I like them, because they make my nan's hearing aid go mental.
Oh, right.
And you've got your chickens.
That's 3 animals. You've done your 3.
Have I?
Well, yeah. Unless you were just not picking chickens.
No, yeah. Big fan of chickens. You always have been, always will. Yeah. Have you not seen my tattoo?
Will?
It's hard to know how you kind of judge them. Is it in terms of what food you get or how nice they look?
Whichever criteria you choose.
Okay, tidiest droppings. Cow, but only when the path is hardened, then it can be used as a frisbee or a shield. Followed by horse a more solid dropping that could be used as a weapon to throw at troublesome boys from the village. And the tidiest dropping would be the sheep, which you could fit in a matchbox and offer round at a party as a prank.
Richard Herring?
I like lambs because they gamble and no other animal does that. The three I'd like are cow, pig and chicken, because I think with those three you could live your whole life with just the products of those three animals.
Mm.
Breakfast, glass of milk, bacon and eggs, leather clothes and sort of shirts made out of feathers.
Yeah. Pillows.
Pillows.
Pillows, duvets.
Ducks. You like ducks. You definitely like ducks.
Oh.
Yes.
Hang on. How
did my specialist knowledge to get that?
Now, Richard has specialist knowledge on me, in that I've had a conversation with him before about how much I like ducks. I do like ducks a lot.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
Tell you what birds I like.
What I would really like, and Richard knows this, is I would like to feel what a duck's bill is like, because it looks brilliant. But you never get to touch it.
But you just go to a farm and say, I'll pay you £10 if you let me touch your duck's bill.
Richard, Richard, I've never paid for it.
Cover yourself in bread and play the waiting game.
Richard, you get 5 points for duck. For the last time then, I need your top three farm animals. Russell Howard?
Pigs, dogs, guinea pigs.
Okay. Will Smith?
Cow, sheep, horse dogs. And sheep.
And Richard?
Cow, pig, chicken, the combo.
The lifestyle package. Well, the scores are currently as tight as Anne Robinson's forehead. So this could change everything. Jenny and Claire, please open your envelope and let us know what are your top three farm animals for points.
I've gone for ostrich because the leather is very supple and it's bumpy as well. Pig.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Get in.
I've gone for llama as well because they're like something that should be extinct, but they're not. They're really pretty and ancient. They're a bit like Lulu, aren't they?
And if you farm them, you are a llama farmer.
Yeah, which one?
Sweet.
That's good.
So, Jenny, you got 2 points, and Russell and Richard, you get a point each for pig. So adding those final bonus points in, I'm afraid that means at the end of today's show, our top three losers are Richard Herring, Russell Howard and Will Smith. Because this week's winner, Jenny Eclair.
Yes!
So that's all from us for today's show. A big thank you to all my guests. And remember, if someone tells you it's not the winning, it's the taking part, you've clearly just taken part. Goodbye.
Banter was presented by Andrew Collins and featured Jenny Eclair, Richard Herring, Russell Howard and me, Will Smith. The show was devised by Tim Barber and the producer was Richard Grocock. Banter is an Avalon production for BBC Radio 4.
Join us for more Top 3 Banter again next Thursday at 6:30. And there's more comedy tonight, straight from the mortuary, when two pathologists decide to have a baby. But can these labourers of death turn their hands to life? It's rigor mortis at 11. Just a couple of minutes away, Usha feels under the microscope in the arches, then it's front row with Kirsty Lang.
Holland, the author of Rubicon, assessing Boris Johnson's new role as TV historian in his series The Dream of Rome. The member for Henley-on-Thames sets off on a mission to find out how the Romans set up the first European single market and whether there's anything that the present-day EU can learn from them. Also on the programme, Women in Jazz, why Blackburn Rovers Football Club is showing Japanese contemporary art, and the latest wave of independent films at the Sundance Film Festival. All that after The Archers at 7:15.
BBC Radio 4, the news at 7 o'clock. A Millicent